بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, every salah, in every rakat we recite Surah Al-Fatiha. In Surah Al-Fatiha we make the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us to make, and that is اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Oh Allah, guide us to the path of steadfastness, the path of istiqamat. This is variously translated as a straight path and so on and so on, but actual meaning of mustaqim is the one who has istiqamat. So the اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, the sirat, the path of steadfastness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further clarified that صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. The path of those on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His ni'mat, sent His blessings. The path of those that Allah was pleased with, not the path of those who attracted the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or who were misguided. I remind myself and you that this dua is something that we make in every rakat of every salah. No matter what salah, no matter what kind of salah, every rakat of every salah, we make this dua, ihdinas sirat al-mustaqim. And when we say sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim, among the people on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made His in'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that also. أَنَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Allah said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made His inam on the Nabiyyin, وَالصِّدِّيقِين, وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. So in the Nabiyyin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so the Anbiya are the people on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the maximum of His inam, His blessing. And among them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Yaseen wa al-Qur'an al-Hakim, innaka lamin al-mursaleen ala siratim mustaqim. Allah said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you are verily among the mursaleen, among the rasools of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are on the sirat al-mustaqim. So when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hidna sirat al-mustaqim, we are asking for the path on which was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the connection between Sirat al-Mustaqim and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Sira, his way. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah said, the best way in the life of my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a good way, is the best way for you to lead your lives. For those who look forward to the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who look forward to the Day of Judgment and who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a great deal. So this is what Allah told us. He asked us to make dua for Sirat al-Mustaqim. He told us whose path is that path, and He told us to follow His life, that whole path. Follow that path, follow His whole life. In every aspect of your life, be guided by the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the inam, the reward for this. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحُبِّبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to those who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make my ittiba, imitate me, emulate me. He's saying to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qul, he's saying, say to them. And what will happen? Yuhibbukumullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. And the first sign of that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. Wallahu ghafur rahim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the most forgiving and most merciful. So I remind myself and you that what we need to do has been clearly stated. The thing is to monitor this in our lives. This is not some rocket science. We know this. There is no mystery involved in this. we need to monitor this in our lives. And what is the monitoring? At the basic level, number one, see if we are fulfilling all the faraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah made for, am I doing it? If I am doing something in addition to that, alhamdulillah, we should do something in addition. We should not be in this minimalist kind of thinking. But if I am not doing the fard itself, then where do I go? So the fard itself, and the first of that fard is salah. And salah means in the masjid. Salah is not outside the masjid. If somebody, for example, does tayammum, right? Water is there, available, but he does tayammum. So is that valid for his salah? It's not valid. Because when there is water, you are supposed to make wudu. He said, no, but you see, there is a possibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said you can make tayammum. Allah said you can make tayammum in a condition. Tayammum is a fallback. It's not the order. It's an exception. If you are in a situation where now the salah time is going and there is no water, what must you do? Miss the salah? No. Don't miss the salah, make tayammum. But if somebody makes that into the routine and he says, no, I will only make tayammum, then his salah is not valid. Similarly, the place for salah is the masjid. If the time for salah is going, you are stuck somewhere and you cannot find a masjid, then what must you do? Leave the salah? No. And you pray, wherever it is. By the side of the road, under a tree, in the parking lot, in a restaurant, on a plane, in a train, right? In your home, in your office. But do not leave the salah, pray. But if somebody says, no, I will pray only in the train, I will pray only in my home, I will pray only in my office, oh, what sense does it make? The place for salah is not the train, the place for salah is not your house, the place for salah is not the... It's not somewhere else. It is the masjid. The place for salah is the masjid. So fulfilling the faraid is something that we have to reflect on and think. The salah constitutes of the external, which includes the place for salah, which is the masjid. It includes the kind of clothes you wear for salah. And it constitutes also the internal, which is the tazkiyah of the nafs and the khushu and khudu in salah. So fulfilling the faraid, which is salah, which is zakat, which is sawm, which is fasting in Ramadan, which is hajj. Fulfilling all of these faraid, and before all of this comes tawheed, which is no shirk and no bidayat in our lives. So Sirat al-Mustaqim means that we monitor ourselves on this basis, fulfilling of faraid. Second one is halal and haram, earning and eating. Earning, is it halal or it is not halal or it is doubtful? And eating, is it halal or is it not halal or is it doubtful? These two things are the critical pillars of Sirat al-Mustaqim. These are the two boundaries of the road. Fulfilling faraid and halal and haram. And then we monitor ourselves in terms of our mu'amilat and our akhlaq. Are we fulfilling our contracts? Are we doing what we say we will do? Are we lying and cheating and deceiving? Which one? Similarly, our akhlaq. How do we behave with other people? How do we behave not under normal circumstances? Under normal circumstances, everybody behaves fine. Under exceptional circumstances, what do we do when somebody makes you angry? What do you do when somebody has done something wrong and so on? What is our behavior with people? If we monitor these things, then we can say whether we are on Sirat al-Mustaqim or not. And that Sirat al-Mustaqim is the only way which leads to Jannah, which leads to the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other way. It's not a question of all roads lead to Rome. All roads may lead to Rome, they don't lead to Jannah. Only one road leads to Jannah. And that is the road of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if Musa were alive today, he would follow my Sharia alayhi salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this very clearly. This does not mean that Musa alayhi salam was wrong. It means that today, the valid Sharia is the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the time of Musa alayhi wa sallam, his Sharia was valid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say anything about his Sharia at that time. If he was alive today, meaning after the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the path to go, Sirat al-Mustaqim, is the Sirat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the monitoring that we need to do with regard to our lives. And if we do this, inshallah, we are successful. If we don't do that, if we find that in our lives I am following the examples of all kinds of people except Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then obviously there is a problem which should be corrected. Right? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to follow the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any deviation, and to take us to where that path leads, which is to his maghfirat and to Jannah bi ghayri hisab, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.